may travel far, far from your own native home. Far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, and there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, and the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen from the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunedin. It's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wildflowers that ne'er do decay, and the hare and lofty pheasants are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while, and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunedin. Travel far, far from your own native home. Far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, there's none to compare with the cliffs.
Thank you very much.
Well, there we heard a very young sounding Christy Moore, joined by his one-time fellow group members, Planxty, and their version of the big hit that they had years ago, The Cliffs of Dunedin. Now, friends, I've been looking forward to playing this track. I haven't played it for a long, long time on the programme. First of all, it's Mike Denver, and the song is entitled Paddy. And it tells the story of a man looking out of his window late in the evening, and he sees people rushing home to catch the train or the bus or what have you after they've finished their hard day's work. And he thinks back to the days when he was like that. Thousands of Irishmen left Ireland to go and work in the UK, on the roads, on the railways, in the mines. And some of them never came back home to Ireland again. To be honest with you, my father was one such man. He would think of the times when they worked hard, graft in the rain and whatever the weather happened to be, just to make money to send home. And the chorus is wonderful. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing when it must be done. And D is for drinking when your work is done. And Y is for always yearning for home. That's what the word Paddy, how they construct that word Paddy. Listen to Mike Denver as he sings this wonderful song, a bit longer than we usually have, but you have to listen to the lyrics to get the whole idea of the song. Here's Mike Denver.
From his window he watches his people come and go on their way, rushing to catch the train homewards, as he often did in his day. Remembers the dark of the mornings and the days he worked in the rain. Good times, the bad times, and the friends that he knew, he'll never see them again. At night when the streets are deserted, except for the takeaway signs, he thinks of the men that he worked with on the buildings, the roads, and the mines. The girl that he met in the county, thought he might make her his own. Maybe if there was less drinking, he wouldn't have wound up alone. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And G is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. You can never explain just what happened. Years seemed to pass like a day. Was it the rain or the shovel took the strength from his limbs away? Sometimes he thinks of the boreen that led from his house to the lane, and the fields that he worked with his father, he'll never see them again. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. As he makes his way back to the shelter, rain starts to fall on the ground. A young man just in from Cork City asks him where work could be found. Said, son, take a long look at Paddy, and remember, whatever you do, this broken old man that you're seeing was once a young fella like you. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish, hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
Paddy, You're the rock that England stands on. Again, I keep saying this on the programme, once again my father comes to mind, because whenever we were discussing things at home when I was living in Liverpool all those years ago, my father used to say proudly, "We built this country, you know." That was Mike Denver and Paddy. It never fails to move me, that song. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll drop into a live performance, a concert by my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. Now, the first piece they play is an instrumental called Give Me Your Hand, or Tour Dum the Love. But then they get the audience going. Take a listen, as I say, a little longer than we usually have. But come on, let's join in with them.
Sorry, folks. Go where the music takes you. Everybody, come on.
Thank you.
Finished? That upset your granny, I think. The Dublin City Ramblers and a little medley, well, a big medley, actually, of well-known tunes. And I hope you were joining in, tapping your feet or clapping your hands or nodding your head or whatever. But it was good, wasn't it? Now we come to my favourite Irish male vocalist. And regular listeners will know that Ronan Tynan is about to sing. Not only is Ronan about to sing, but he's about to sing my favourite song. No, it's not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Ronan Tynan. And as we say with Sounds Irish, it doesn't have to be an Irish song as long as it has some connection with Ireland. And Ronan is just that. Listen to Ronan as he beautifully sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, is a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll
you very much.
I should think so too. Well-deserved applause for Roman Tynan and his wonderful interpretation of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I mentioned Foster and Allen somewhere earlier on the programme. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have a track from them now. And this is a song that I play regularly on Sounds Irish. Never get tired of listening to it. Its Irish name is An Tuairneen. We know it as The Spinning Wheel.
Mellow the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Eileen MacHara, I hear someone tapping, 'tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. Aye, I surely hear somebody sighing, 'tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and brightly and thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. There's a farm at the casement, the farm of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool, through the lattice step lightly, we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and lower and lower the reel rings. Hear the reel and the wheel stop their ringing and moving, through the grove the young lover by moonlight are roving.
Foster and Allen, and a nice version of The Spinning Wheel. Now, a few moments ago, we heard my favourite Irish male vocalist, Ronan Tynan. So we're going to follow that now with a track from my favourite Irish female vocalist, and that's Anne Marie O'Riordan. I think this girl has an unusual voice, but she sings in tune and her diction is marvellous, has her own special way of putting a song across. Now, this song is entitled This Story I Tell You Is True. It's about a person remembering their childhood back in rural Ireland, in the village, where they used to go to school winter or summer in their bare feet. And things about the cottage, the thatched cottage that they lived in. And there's a strange line, well, some people may think strange, where the bacon was hung from the ceiling. That was to let the bacon cure or mature as it went along. They'd hang big, huge chunks of bacon from the ceiling and various other little bits of life information from yesteryear. Listen to the beautiful Anne Marie O'Riordan and you'll get the message as it goes along. This story, I tell you, is true.
Come stroll far to my memory, and I'll tell you of times long ago, when we walked to school summer and winter, barefoot through the fields we would go. I remember our little thatched cottage and the half door led into the hall, and the crane or the fire in the kitchen, and the grandfather clock on the wall. Oh, the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure, the story I tell you is true. We went in the trap to Mass Sundays, and Grandad would wear his best hat. The priest would resell from the altar, and the women in different seats sat. Matchmaking was part of tradition, and the rambling house filled up at night. Taylor would tell the ghost stories, oh, the children would shiver with fright. Oh, the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure, the story I tell you is true. Remember the sound of the anvil and the burning hearth's hoof we would smell. When we passed the forge door in the evening, which water we fetch from the well. We spancel the cows before milking, tie the horse to the wall through the shoe. His collar and hames, his winkers and reins, the harness we kept it like new. Oh, the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure, the story I tell you is true. For miles to the fair in the darkness, we saw animals we walked with delight. When the wheeling and dealing was over, everyone waited on for the fight. Now I hope that in telling this story, I haven't detained you too long. But there is so much more I must tell you, someday in some other song. Oh, the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure, this story I tell you is true. Sure, this story I tell you is true.
Memories of village life in days gone by from Anne-Marie O'Riordan. This story, I tell you, is true. Now I think we'll have an instrumental. It's from the Celtic Orchestra, and it's a wonderful version of a song called The Meeting of the Waters. In County Wicklow, where I live, which is known as the Garden of Ireland, there's some beautiful scenery. There's a lovely little village called Avoca, A-V-O-C-A, and it stands at the meeting of two rivers, Avon Beag and Avon Moor. That means the Big Avon and the Little Avon. And they meet at the meeting of the waters. And the scenery there is absolutely beautiful. Thomas Moore, the Irish poet, wrote about the meeting of the waters. There is not in this wide world a valley so sweet as that vale in whose bosom the bright waters meet. Oh, the last rays of feeling ere life would depart, ere the bloom of that valley would fade from my heart. Take a listen to the Celtic Orchestra as they play The Meeting of the Waters. The Celtic Orchestra there and their interpretation of The Meeting of the Waters. And as I did with the Tipperary track some time back in the programme, I'll dedicate this one to anyone from Wicklow who happens to be listening to Sounds Irish. Well, once again, it's another little bit of self-indulgence on Joe's part. I'm going to play for you now a track by one of my favourite Irish singers. And, well, I think we haven't featured him on the programme too often because I haven't got an awful lot of his material. We do know a lot about his sister Dolores, but I'm speaking of Sean Keane. Now, we played Sean a couple of weeks ago on the programme, singing with his sister. Here he's singing a song that we've spoken about a lot on Sounds Irish over the years, and that's The Exile, somebody who's leaving their home forever in Ireland to go and work in a foreign country. Now, you may find a little bit difficult to understand the lyrics, but that's the way Sean sings it. A really Shanos or old style of Irish singing. Listen to him. Try listen to the lyrics. The exile. He's leaving home and he's, well, take a listen.
Now the fire is burning low, and it'll soon be time to go. And as the night turns into dawn, gone. With the light I will be gone. So kiss me once and then I'll go. Sing my name out soft and low. And as I turn on down the road, your kiss will lighten up the load. And although I never will return, inside a hope will always burn that we may meet in some place once again. And you and I will still be friends. The sun is shining brightly on the mountains and the sea. The waves run white round the nation more. The ship lies in the harbor waiting for an evening breeze to take us to some foreign shore. The world we lived in now is past. Winds of change are coming fast, but I will not forget the land where you and I walked hand in hand. So kiss me once and say goodbye, and we'll try hard not to cry. These tumbling thoughts going through my head will stay forever left unsaid. And although I never will return, inside a hope will always burn that we may meet in some place once again. And you and I will still be friends. Sun is shining brightly on the mountains and the sea. The waves run white round the nation more. The ship lies in the harbor waiting for an evening breeze to take us to some foreign shore. To take us to some foreign shore.
Sean Keane, and a wonderful interpretation of An Exile.